number of runs Spiegel last night. Does everybody know where it was, mate?
Because, I mean,
yeah. Oh, the review was there.
The Renaissance in Berkeley. It's a catering.
Uh-huh. Right before the day. Trying to find out where it was. I couldn't. I was going to pop in to say. What time was the dinner?
I didn't feel so good. So I called my schluck, so yesterday, if I can only come for an hour, which hour should I come? So they told me I should be there. I think the reception started at 6. They told me I should be there 6:45. 1 hour, the whole thing will be finished. Then if I feel good, I should stay for the dinner. So I came 6:45, took forever, but it was all, each speaker was moving, they didn't just repeat each other, each speaker was machabim on their list, they spoke very fast, he was crying, because he's not well, so he's not able to give the daily shiur, so I think they said he only does once a week,
he didn't speak at all.
He spoke a little bit and he started crying in the middle, so they told him they should say that. He started at the, speaking a little bit about he was a little child, he was 3 years old, and he was in a concentration camp. It was a miracle that he was saved. And after the war, they lived a few years in Berlin. So his parents had 30, 40 people on Pesach to say that. Speaking about his past as a seer, to learn Torah, to teach Torah, and then he started to thank his wife for enabling him to learn, so he started to cry. So that was it. So he stopped doing it.
He moved to Borough, or to Lakewood now?
To Lakewood, I didn't know. Yeah, he moved to Lakewood.
Last week about Rosh Hashitas that Hashbasasa the Kol Davar is before Chatzais.
Before Chatzais?
The Machlaikas, the Strafa, the Machlaikas Rabban and Rabbi Yudah
before Chatzais. After Chatzais, even Rabbi Yudah agrees that the Kol Davar is
there. So he takes this out from Nicer.
Nicer, yeah.
Nicer, yeah.
After this medicine, yeah.
So sure the Or Sameach here has something. The only time it could be is before Chatzais, because otherwise you're being overheard in Bal Yar Bal Yamatzei. So it's a difficult, it's a shver teretz, but it's over. It's the only time he could. The burning of the strafa, what does that come to? It comes to, it's a nitak la'asei of the balsosiru. I mean, he was moisir, so now he's burning it in order to fix up that love of balsosiru. So he's basically, creating a state that's no longer nicer. He created nicer, so he's destroying the nicer he created.
Shouldn't exist.
So that's what they say, the Ramban and the Achranim say in Rashi, Rav Chaim, is that Chametz, you're creating a state of, it should be mushbas. should be by the time Chatzos rolls around, it should be mushbas. So here, by noiser, also you're doing that. You're creating a state that there's no more noiser. So maybe that's what they're learning. Not the sreifa of the gufa noiser. That for sure can only be when it's mani suro. But you're talking about the burning vis-a-vis the tikkun halav of balso siru. Vis-a-vis that, so that is doimet to chametz lifnei chatzos, because we're just to be metaking the love of balso siru. We want to get into a state where it's you're doing a maisa to create a state of achametz, a nosar free state. So too by chametz, we're creating a chametz free state. That's what the Rav Issa Zalman says. It's not like the mitzvah spinach. It's only a hechsher mitzvah to be mushbas when it's just result oriented. The tzitzah should be that when chametz rolls around, when chatzos rolls around, I should be chametz free. So no, you have to do a maisa in order to be in that state. The Rambam's not even on the Rambam. So too, right, maybe that's the dimyon to nicer. But we're creating, you have to do a maisa to create a chametz free state, that you're in a chametz free state. So no nicer also, you're creating a nosar free state, but not vis-a-vis the chetz of the nicer, that you're burning the nicer. That you could, but vis-a-vis being the taking the love of balsa siru. Vis-a-vis the chepta, Taisus is right. It'll only be after Zman Suru. But here, being the taking the love of balsa siru, that's a daima. I'm creating the state of being nosar free to be the taking the love of balsa siru. Best I could come up with. That seems to be what the Gemara leaves off with. It leaves off with Geshna Babalsa Siru. So it seems to be focusing on the love of Balsa Siru more on the. That's a Rashi.
Here it's what?
The chametz, the Acharonim says to create a, to burn, to do a maisa, to be a state on Avin Chatzos.
It's like over there to bring in that the state of undoing the lablas and not to have maisa. Bring it back that there's no longer. Okay. Similarity, mean, what's the lamed sin? Used to be a Rabbi Forschlager. They've been built in the influenced by the Sofer Shalom.
He wrote a Sefer or something?
So he wrote cottons and cottons. He wrote Torah all these things. And after he passed away, I think he had no children or something like that. So someone volunteered. They printed one Sefer. They decided they'll see if it sells, so they take the money and they'll print another safe. So apparently it didn't sell so much. So that was it. So they printed one safer. And all the other sell them a fleet. So I remember years ago, this wasn't, I had that safer upstairs. This wasn't in the safer. He once printed in Apardes. And he remembers Sachat Shover Rebbe once said, Shal Shud is Torah with him, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So he asked the Kasha, how come you don't say Halal Shalom? The Gemara says, you don't say halal on Shabbos because it's not ikri moyim. Rosh Chodesh is ikri moyim. Why don't you say halal on Shabbos because muta basiyas melacha? So Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, it's ikri moyim and it's also basiyas melacha. How come we don't say halal shalom? That was his kasha. So he said he writes over that he said it's a teretz because Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh don't blend in together. So Shabbos alone is not ikri moyim. Rosh Chodesh alone is muta basiyas melacha. So neither of them is Mechayv and Halal, and the two don't blend in together, so therefore there's no
fear. Against the Gemara and Zvachim.
Okay, that's the shame. So he has the Kasha, it's against this Gemara. The Gemara says, you learn out from Noisim, and Noisim is Sreifa, called the Sreifa. The Gemara, So Nevela should be Basrefa. The Mara says, Manos Asa Bano Avkol. So the Mara says, so what about Basa Bechol of Basrefa? The Mara says, Nicer is Asa Bano and it's Karis. And Basa Bechol of it is not Karis. And the Mara says, so what about Basa Bechol of what about Basa Bechol of what does the Mara say? Chel of Shah Niska. Chel of Shah Niska is Asa Bano because of Shah Niska. And it's Karis because of Chel. So the Mara says, no, Balto Siru. That's the Mamatzino. Mamatzino is Asa Bechilo, Asa Bano, Asa Bekares, and it's Balto Siru. That's only Chametz. So the only thing left is Chametz. So yes, the Kasha, but according to what the Sachet Shabbos said, you can only add the two together. So what does the Mara say? Chel of Shah Niska Yachiyach. What kind of a Kasha? Chelev is not Asa Bano. Shah Niska is not Karis. So the two, so nothing is going to be Mechayev Karis, and the two don't blend in together. Why don't you say like the Sachet Shabbos said, on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh doesn't blend in. Said, yeah, Chel of Shah Niska doesn't blend in either. That's what he asked. That's what he quotes the Sachet Shabbos, and he asked this Kasha on the Sachet Shabbos. So I think he answers, I think four Shleiders printed in Apardis 60 years ago. Something like that, 50, 60 years ago. So I think he answered, he died himself a long time ago, like probably 50 years ago, his first name. So I think he answers, the way we usually learn the Gemara, Rav Chaim says, that Ton Sreife, because the Heftz is so usher, the matzav of the Heftz is Mechayiv and Sreife. So if the thing is asa b'achila, asa b'ano, and it's kares, so that's mechayiv and sreif. So that's what Tosfos Taina. That's after this mani sura. How can Rashi say that Rabbi Yehuda holds the Embiar Chomes of the Sef is kodim as mani sura? As Tosfos understood the way we usually learn, that ton sreif is learned not from noisa. The chepze is such a state of isa. The chepze, not the Torah told me a mitzvah to burn noisa. It's a Torah told me a mitzvah to burn chametz. But now you have chepze that's so osur, the fact that it's so rotten and so osur is mechayiv us that we have to do sreif. So the Gemara held even from two different isurim. I don't care where it comes from. Bottom line, the chepze is osur b'achil and osur b'anon, osur b'kareis. So that should be mechayiv. Even chelu shaniska, even though chelu shaniska don't join together. But bottom line, the chepze is kareis and the chepze is osur b'anon. So that should be mechayiv us and kareis. That's the way Tais is held. You're learning not from Noisir. After this Mani Surah, the Chepz is so Usir, that's what's Mechaibas. So you're just saying that there's a Meach, and you're saying Re'is Azaman. They're saying how Rashi read it, not like that. Not that the Chepz is so Usir, that's what's Mechaibas. When you have to destroy it, so how do you destroy it? Okay? So that's, I think he wrote that shtick. That was not a steer against what the Sachet Shabbos Rebbe said. He said, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, the two don't blend in together, so neither Shabbos nor Rosh Chodesh is Mechayim and Halav. So you're meaning with the Chatzi Halav. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh only a meaning of Chatzi. You don't say that it becomes a Chiyiv Gom and Medina to say Halav Shabbos. They don't blend in together. But here, the Gemara says it does blend in together. Because here, the fact that it's Ton Sreifa, the Mechayim and Sreifa is the fact that the thing, bottom line, the Chepz is so Asabano. So that's what Tosfos says, but according to Rashi, Chometz B'Sreifa is before it's Asabano. Gotta become Asaman Asna. You can't say the Cheftz is Mechayiv. So whatever you're gonna say, but you say like you're saying from Rabbi Zalman, you're saying from Yer Sameach. It's all against that the way we usually learn Pshat. We learn like this. The Cheftz is so Asabana. That's what's Mechayiv in this way. Okay, Rashi learned differently.
Saying, the way I'm saying though, the tikkun olav alone wouldn't require a sreifa.
The what?
The tikkun olav wouldn't. The tikkun. The reason it's town sreifa, the way the Rebbe is saying is that it has so many surim.
Right.
What I'm saying, the way I'm saying is it's town sreifa just to be mentaking the love of balsasiru. The sosir in there. Just for Balsasiru, maybe it didn't require straight. Just that love alone is not, maybe it's not enough. It's Kachim Sulim, whatever it is, other attributes that require the straight. Not just the Balsasiru requires. Because the tikkun olam alone would require just the love of that he left it as he left it to be nosar. That alone would require, and now he's fixing that love. Maybe.
That's not what we usually love. Usually they learn like Tesis. The Mechayiv of Sreif is because the thing is so awesome. They say no, the way to undo it. The love and the lesson, the way to undo the Avera is by doing this. Rashi clearly doesn't agree with Tesis. Okay. So this gets the era, Rashi.
This is it's clear that it's cumulative here, or it's Chazar Bar Rav Yehuda.
Does the Gemara ask the question, what about Chelev Shor Nisko? It's over here. Chelev Shor Nisko, yeah. Yachir. Yeah. Chelev Shor Nisko, Yachir. So what kind of a taina? So you see, it's cumulative from two different Yisurim. They have no shaykhs with each other. So that's what I think Forshlehe writes. You see that the Mechaim of this Raven, the thing is so awesome, I know, that's Mechaim of this Raven. That's why it's cumulative.
You can't say the Gemara over here is starting anew. It's Chazar Bar Yehuda.
Oh, okay. Go to New Leaf. New Daf.
New Daf.
Okay. You have to. Don't get Rashi, that's not choice.